Okay, so the bracha we're up to is the bracha of Es Tzemach David. It's the 15th bracha in Shemayna Esrei, now that Olam Al Shinim was added. So the bracha starts like this. Es Tzemach David Avdecha Mehera Satzmiach. Es Tzemach David means the offspring of David Avdecha, of your servant David, which is referring to Mashiach ben David. The Mashiach that's going to bring us to Gula Shlema is Mashiach from the family of David, Mashiach ben David. Mehera Satzmiach, Satzmiach means you should cause to flourish. Mehera, speedily. You should cause to flourish very quickly. This is a tefillah for the coming of Mashiach ben David, which is going to be the final redemption, the Gula Shlema. We are told by Chazal that there's really going to be two Mashiachs. There's going to be Mashiach ben Yosef, and then after that, there's going to be Mashiach ben David. The Gemara in Sukkah is actually mashma that Mashiach ben Yosef is going to come from the family of Yosef, and then he's going to get involved in a big milchama, and he's going to die. And then afterwards, Mashiach ben David is going to come. Mashiach ben David is going to be the final redemption. The Marsha in the Gemara in Sukkah, Daf Nun Beis Amud Aleph, speaks this out beferish, that that's what's going to happen. Mashiach ben Yosef will come, he's going to die, and then Mashiach ben David will come and save the day. However, there are those that say that Mashiach ben Yosef is not necessarily going to die. There's actually the Arizal says, the Arachayim HaKadosh in Parshas Balak brings down, in the name of the Arizal, the Arachayim is in Perach Chav Dalet Pasuk Yud Zayin. He brings down that the Arizal says in the Sefer Eitz Chaim that during this bracha of Es Tzemach David, a person should have kavana that the Mashiach ben Yosef should be saved and he shouldn't die in the battle. It's possible actually to save Mashiach ben Yosef from that fate. But whatever it is, it's unclear what the fate of Mashiach ben Yosef is going to be. But as the Rambam says in Hilchas Malachim, by all these things, lo yedu eich sheyu ad sheyu, we won't know exactly what's going to happen from the times of Mashiach and on until Mashiach comes, and then everything will be clear to us. But Al Kapanim, the tefillah that we're davening over here is not for Mashiach ben Yosef. The tefillah is as Tzemach David, the offspring of David. That's the Mashiach ben David who's going to bring us the final redemption. It's interesting that we say the Lashon as Tzemach David, the offspring in the Lashon of Tzemach, the Eitz Yosef, who's one of the Pirushim in the Oitzer HaTfila Siddur, points out that there's a pasuk in Zechariah, in Perek Vav, pasuk Yud Beis, that says that the name of Mashiach ben David is Tzemach. Pasuk says, Hine ish Tzemach Shemai, is a person whose name is Tzemach, Uvana is Heichal Hashem, he's going to build the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to be responsible for building the Beis HaMikdash. So the Eitz Yosef says, that's why we use the Lashon of Tzemach over here to hint to that Mashiach ben David, whose name is going to be Tzemach. L'maisa, it's not so simple at all, because if you look up that Pasuk, Rashi and the Radak and the Ben Ezra and many other Mefarshim, they explain that that Pasuk, that person Tzemach, is not referring to a Mashiach at the end of days. It's talking about Zerubbabel, it's talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, not the third Beis HaMikdash at all. Uvana Seichel Hashem is referring to the second Beis HaMikdash, and the person Tzemach is another name for Zerubbabel. Rashi over there says, V'yesh Paisir Ma'isai B'melech HaMashiach. Some say that this is going on Melech HaMashiach, then the Pshat is a good Pshat, if you say that, that Tzemach is the name of the Melech HaMashiach. So we say in here, the Nusach has Tzemach David because of that. But Rashi ends off by saying that it's not true, because Kola Inyan Hazem Medaber Babayis Sheni, the entire Inyan in those Psukim in Zechariah is talking about the second Beis HaMikdash, not the third Beis HaMikdash, therefore it's not talking about Mashiach at all, then you can't say this addition. But if you hold like that Pshat, that it's referring, that Pasuk is referring to Mashiach Ben David, so then you could say this Haysafa, that's why we use the Lashon of Tzemach. Okay, so we daven as Tzemach David Avdecha, the offspring of David Avdecha, which is Mashiach ben David, Mehera Satzmiach, he should cause to flourish Mehera. Now we all know that Mashiach is going to come. We all believe that Mashiach is going to come. We know that he's going to come. The Iker Tefillah that we're davening is Mehera Satzmiach, that you should make it come soon. The fact that Mashiach is going to come, we have Avtachas throughout Tanakh. But we daven that it should be b'meira, it should be right away, as we say in Kaddish ba'agolov, v'zman kariv, that it should be quickly, as soon as possible, v'zman kariv. That's the tefillah that we have. I remember seeing in the Minhag Chsam Sefer, they bring down that the Chsam Sefer was makbid, that the people should say the nusach that we say these days when you met Bench Rosh Chodesh, we say, Hu yigal oisanu b'kariv. It seems that there was a nusach, Hu yigal oisanu, he should redeem us. Chassam Sefer says, of course he's going to redeem us. We don't have to daven that there should be Mashiach in the world. What it means is, Hu yigal oisanu bekaro, if that's the main tefillah, that he should redeem us right away, he should redeem us soon, that's the main tefillah. And that's similarly the stress over here when we say Meheiras Atzmiach, it's not a tefillah that there should be a Geula and Mashiach ben David. The tefillah is that it should happen right away. It should happen Meheira. Reminds me of a story that my father tells over about the Brisker Rav, Rav Elvel Soloveitchik, Rav Chaim's son. So the Brisker Rav was once at a Sheva Brachas of his own son, Rav Meir Soloveitchik. And he was in a light mood, as was in times of a Simcha. And any song that the Olam would sing, so he would darshan about that song. They would sing, Oy Gishama Bara Yehuda, and he would say like a shtickel Torah about that pasuk. He would say, Yosas Alaycha Lekayach. He would say like a nice pshat in that pasuk. So they asked a person to lead a song. It was a famous tzaddik, actually, Rav Elvel Edelman. They wrote a book about him. But they asked him to sing a song. He was a little embarrassed. He didn't want to sing about the Chasan and Kala. But he said he's going to sing a song about the Brisker Rav. So they said, okay, you could sing anything you want. So he started singing Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef. I guess in the old traditional Yamim Al Yimei, maybe they had a different niggin back then, I don't know. But he sang Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef. It's a pasuk in Tehillim, Kapitel Samach Aleph, pasuk Zion. It says Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef, Hashem should add days to the king, to the life of the king, Shnoisav Kamoi Dar Vadar. So then it was time for the Brisker Rav to darshan on Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef. So he said like this, that there's two pshatim, if you look in the Radak, who the Melech is. Radak and Tehillim discusses who's the Melech. Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef. Which king are we asking Hashem that the king should live long, that days should be added to his life? One shot is that David HaMelech is davening about himself. Yamim Al Yimei Melech Toysef is referring to his kingdom, that he should have long life. But there's another pshat that it's referring to Melech HaMashiach. That's the two pshatim in the Radak. So the Brisker Rav asked Bishlam if it's talking about David HaMelech. So he's asking to live long. But what about according to the pshat that it's talking about Melech HaMashiach? We're asking that Melech HaMashiach should live long. According to some, when Mashiach comes and he brings the Geula, so that's it, he's never going to die. But we have to ask that he's going to live long. Even if you hold Mashiach, Ben David will die. But once he brings the Geula and he does his job, so this is our tefillah that the days of Mashiach Ben David should live long. What's exactly the tefillah according to that pshat? So the Brisker Rav said, no, that the pshat is that he should come earlier. If Mashiach comes earlier, then he's going to live longer. Mashiach is going to live from Mashiach and on, he's going to live forever. So when we say that his days should be added to his life, that means he should come earlier. So that's what I'm reminded of by this tefillah of Meheiras Atzmiach, that of course Mashiach is going to come. But we're asking, Yamim Al Yimei Melech Taisif, days should be added to the life of Mashiach ben David, that he should be brought earlier, he should come earlier, and that's the tefillah of Hu Yigal Oisanu B'Karoiv, and that's the tefillah over here of Meheiras Atzmiach, yeah. So that's what we can discuss, that there's different aspects in the Geula itself. There's different aspects. The Yerushalayim Ircha, specifically about the Binyan Yerushalayim. There's a mention of Malchus Beis David, referring back to Yerushalayim, as we spoke about there. And here, this is specifically about the coming of Mashiach, which is Mashiach ben David, to bring the Geula Shalayma. So it says that Meheiras Atzmiach, we daven that Mashiach should come and come speedily. V'karnoi tarum bishua secha. What's v'karnoi tarum bishua secha? Karen literally means a horn, but it's used figuratively always to mean the pride and the glory of something. V'karnoi tarum, the karen, the glory of Mashiach ben David should be enhanced bishua secha with your Yeshua through your salvation. So what does that mean? A karen, as we said, means a horn, but that's because the horn is the beauty and the strength of an animal that's highlighted always by its horns. So figuratively, we use it to mean the glory of something. For karnei tarim bishua secha, the glory of Mashiach ben David and the glory eventually of Malchus Beis David should be restored in the world with the coming of Mashiach. And we say, we end off this part, ki lishu ascha kivinu kol hayoim. Kilishuascha kivinu means because we hope for your salvation, kol hayayim, all day long. For the entire day we hope, lishuascha kivinu kol hayayim. And right over here it's very important, the Yisayid V'Sherish HaAvoida brings in the name of the Arizal, says that he found in the Kisvei Arizal, that over here at this part of davening, this is something you should all hear and make it part of your daily schedule, that at this part of your davening, and you say three times a day, Kilishuascha kivinu kol hayayim, the Arizal says a person should make an effort to hope and to long for Mashiach. because it's one of the questions that we're going to be asked for. We're going to be asked, Lachamei Ve'esim, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you hope for Mashiach? It's the fourth question that a person is asked, Tzipisa LeYeshua, did you ask for Mashiach? So we're really supposed to be hoping for Mashiach all day long. We're supposed to be yearning for the coming of Mashiach. But the Arizal says, at least at this point, when we say Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, we should be inspired to be Mekayim that Tzipisa LeYeshua, so that when we're asked the question Tzipisa LeYeshua, we could at least say that three times a day we thought about Mashiach and we hoped that Mashiach should come. The truth is, those of you who daven Nusach Sfarad, who are familiar Al Kapanim with Nusach Sfarad, they add by in this place in davening, they add Umetzapim LeYeshua, right? Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom Umetzapim LeYeshua. And I remember once hearing that really the authentic nusach was Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom. But based on this Arizal, the Arizal tells the person that now you're supposed to be Metzapim LeYeshua. So one of the big gedolim wrote in his siddur Metzapim LeYeshua, that over here you have to be Metzapim LeYeshua. It's like a reminder to himself, like you write it in a note in the side of the Gemara, and so in the side of the siddur he wrote Metzapim LeYeshua, and that accidentally became included in part of the text, and therefore some of the siddurim were printed with Metzapim LeYeshua. Nusach Sfarad people may not like this historical point, and I don't know how authentic it is, but I remember once hearing it. But Al Kapanim, it's based on this Arizal that Metzapim LeYeshua over here at the point of Ki Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, we should make an effort to yearn for the long for the coming of Mashiach. And it's an amazing thing. You find in some of the brachas in Shemayna Esrei that after the bakasha that we have, we say because ki. What do we say? By Salach Lanu, Hashem should forgive us. Ki Mechel V'Salach Ata, because it's in your hands. You are the one who pardons and who forgives. Rafa'inu, you should do refuah. Why do we ask you? Ki kel melech refei naman v'rachmanata. Coming up, we have Shema Kaleinu. Listen to our tefillas. Why? Why do we ask you? Ki kel shemeh tefillas v'sachanunata. We always say, because it's all in your hands. And this bracha, it's very unique. We say, as semach tov v'ramdecha me'eretz atzmiach. Why? Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Because we hope for your salvation every day. And the point that I'm trying to bring out is that over here, what brings the geula, it's not that we're waiting for Hashem to do something. It's really all in our hands. If we want it badly enough, then the Sfarim say Mashiach is going to come. Why am I asking you to bring Mashiach? Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom. Because we're waiting for it. And if we wait for it badly enough, then it's going to come. Rabbi Yaakov Emden writes in his Sefer, today, the last day of Nisan, Lamed Nisan is actually the yahrzeit of Rabbi Yaakov Emden, 230 years ago. 1776, Rabbi Yaakov Emden was nifter on Lamed Nisan, the first day of Rosh Chodesh Iyar. And Rabbi Yaakov Emden, in his siddur, he has a siddur called Beis Yaakov, and he writes there something that's possibly one of the most famous lines in his siddur, that I've heard it quoted from a number of people, that he writes there that the reason for the arichus of the galus and all the tzaris that we have throughout the years of our galus is because we don't want Mashiach badly enough. If we would want it, if we would mourn on the loss of Yerushalayim and for the coming of Mashiach, so then Hashem would have to bring Mashiach. That's something that, because we don't want Mashiach badly enough, because we're calm and complacent in the matzav of galus, so then Hashem doesn't feel the need to bring us Mashiach. There's a pasuk in Yirmiyah, Kapitel Lamed, that says Tzion hi, that it's referring to Eretz Yisrael and Yerushalayim, Doyresh ein lo. There's no one seeking it out. And the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, you may have learned, Daf Lamed, the Gemara says, Mechlal debaya drisha. You see from here that it needs drisha, it requires to be seeked out. A person should be seeking tziyon, it should be doyresh tziyon. A person should always be yearning and wanting for Mashiach to come. That's a prerequisite for the geula. Hashem doesn't bring the geula unless we yearn for it. So when we say every day, Ki lishuascha kivinu kol hayom, based on the Arizal's chizik, we have to make sure that at least when we say these words, hopefully throughout the day, the thought crosses our mind as well. But when we say Lishuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, at least then we should crank it up and make sure that we're yearning for Mashiach and hoping for Mashiach to come. Like this, we could be freed from the leadership of the Goyim and from the influences of the Goyim. And the coming of Mashiach will allow us to learn Torah and to do mitzvahs with Yishev Adas exactly like we want. It's Kedai to be Moisef. I was speaking to my father last night. I told him that I'm saying a shir on a Tzemach David. So he said, of course you're going to tell the Bachram the Shari Tshuva. So I wasn't familiar with the Shari Tshuva, but he showed me that the Shari Tshuva, not Rabbeinu Yoina in Shari Tshuva, but the Achron, the Shari Tshuva that's printed together with the Mishnah Berurahs and the Shulchan Aruch, the Shari Tshuva at the end of Simen Kuf Yud Ches in Aruch Chaim, he brings from a Mefarish called the Ma'arit Tzemach. which I found very cute that he commented on this bracha, Samach David. This was the Ma'arit Samach, interesting name for him. But Al Kapanim, he brings from the Ma'arit Samach something very interesting, that a person should think when he says, Kilishu Ascha, Kivinu Kol Ayoim, not just about the salvation, the final salvation of the Geula Shalema that we're hoping every day and all day that Mashiach should come, but a person should think as well about any difficulties and any hardships that he might encounter during the day. He says that if a person thinks during his davening that from time, let's say during Shacharis, he thinks until Mincha, or from Mincha till Ma'ariv, and Ma'ariv till the next morning, any hardships that a person is going to encounter, he wants Hashem to save him from that. That's a segula nifla that Hashem will answer his tefillah. And he ends off an amazing thing in the name of the Shari Tshuva, in the name of the Ma'arit Tzemach. Umatsasi toyelas gadol kama pa'amim le'itais batzara bazeh. I found the Tayelas Gadol, I found it many times, and it has a great effect. It works wonders, this thing, to think during Lishuas Kivinu Kol Hayom, it's a proven segula that Hashem helps protect someone and save him. And if any of us are facing a difficult situation coming up throughout the day, if a person has a Yetzahara that's very hard to overcome, if a person has someone who bothers him and who makes life difficult for him, or any other challenging or trying situation that a person may find himself in, when you daven ki lishuatzcha kivinu kol hayom, you should never forget to have kavana that Hashem should save you from that tzara, and hopefully, amidst Hashem will come through and help the person and save the person from any difficult situation. Okay, the bracha ends off, Baruch Ata Hashem, Matzmiach Keren Yeshua. Matzmiach means that he causes to flourish. Keren Yeshua, the pride of salvation, the pride, the glory that comes through the Yeshua, through the Geula Shleima. And even though, as we said before, it's our tzipia, it's our hoping for Mashiach that's going to bring Mashiach, Yeshuascha Kivinu Kol Hayom, it's in our hands, but ultimately we can't forget that everything is in the hands of Hashem. We just could be ma'irid, but obviously Hashem is the Matzmiach Keren Yeshua, Hashem is the one who makes the glory of the Yeshua flourish, and we hope to be zoicha to see the kiyam of that, b'mehera, mehera satzmiach, that Hashem should bring the Geula and Mashiach ben David.